TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. A lot of conversations go on in the Score North prep room. You get to hear them. With a cast of characters and your host, Danny Cunningham. It's Cluster Fun.
So today this is Cluster Fun, and yesterday it was almost kind of like the NBA and the NFL, Judd. We had a number of different trades. It felt like the trade deadline, even though that's still 2 weeks away. Jalen Ramsey, our old friend that we tried to get the Vikings to trade for, he's been traded, and he's not coming to Minnesota.
Yeah, and he's coming to the conference because he was traded to the Los Angeles Rams, so he's not coming to your division, but he's coming to your conference, which you prefer not. And the price was first-round picks going from the Rams to Jacksonville in 2020 and 21.
And a fourth-round
pick. And a fourth-round, yes, in 2021. And I guess my reaction is this. If I was the Vikings and I could have traded him, I could have traded Trey Waynes and a first-round pick a fifth-round or fourth-round, that's fine.
Sure.
For Jalen Ramsey, I probably would have done that. Two first-rounders is steep.
And would you have done this exact price?
Actually, we'll talk about that more.
We will.
Coming up on Vikings Vent Line. My inclination is probably not. That's a lot to give up. And clearly Jacksonville's probably cheap. So, you don't know who those first round picks are going to be. You don't really have to pay them huge for a few years. So,
well, I mean, they're going to be.
I probably wouldn't have done that. How about you?
I don't know that I would have done that. That was really steep. And you know what? Good on Jacksonville for getting that much of a return for someone that clearly didn't want to be there, that didn't have interest in ever playing for the Jaguars ever again. Good on them for getting that type of return for that. But I don't know that it's something I would have been comfortable doing if I were the Vikings. That's a lot to give up.
Yes, it is.
But
I would give up a first-round pick and an existing player who's good. But the problem with Waynes is he has to be paid next year.
Yes, that's probably something that the Jaguars didn't want to do. They probably wanted to hand select their guys. Now, are you going to find someone quite as good as Trey Waynes at 27, 28, 29, 30? You might. You very well could find someone better at that pick.
Or the Rams could fall back.
Or the Rams could come crashing down to earth
by
and
then,
you could be picking number 8 overall. So it's a bit of a gamble on their part. But I understand the Jaguars' thinking, and you know what? They got a deal that suited what they felt they needed, and good for them for getting it, because I don't know how many other teams would have been willing to give up that much.
How immediately does this improve a Rams team that has struggled? Offensive line has definitely not been as good as it was a year ago. Defense has struggled. Aqib Talib went on the injured reserve list on Monday. They traded Marcus Peters to Baltimore on Tuesday. So they're basically blowing up their cornerbacks.
Well, they traded Marcus Peters so they could trade for Jalen Ramsey.
Right, but I'm saying, so where does this? So they've blown up the existing for the first 6 weeks or so cornerback situation. How much do you think this immediately improves a Rams team that's lost three consecutive games now and is clearly in we're going to win now mode and we really don't care about 2023?
Well, I mean, they were in the Super Bowl last year, so of course they are in win now mode. There's no question about that. I think that this will improve their defense. You just got the best cornerback in the NFL. But in the same breath here, Jared Goff hasn't exactly been very good too. And I saw the jokes on Twitter that were flying last night. Someone tweeted, it's a real shame that Jacksonville finally finds a quarterback and then the Jaguars trade Jalen Ramsey to a team where Blake Bortles is, again, the best option under center. Because Jared Goff just hasn't been that good.
Yeah, it's probably pressing it a little bit, but sure.
It's pressing it a little bit, but the jokes have to get off on Twitter.
Like, oh, I know.
Like you always have to.
I know they do. Some of them are good, some are lame.
I do think that the quarterback situation for them has to be a little bit better. Jared Goff has to be better than he was, and I do think Jalen Ramsey will help improve that defense.
Do you know what I didn't realize till last night? I didn't realize the amount of absolute just hatred for the St. Louis Cardinals.
From who?
So this was great.
From Rami?
Well, it started with him. So the Washington Nationals, and by the way, congratulations to the Nats, you're going to the World Series, got off to a 7-0 lead early in last night's game 4.
Yes.
And I tweeted jokingly, you hate to see this happen to any team like this. This is difficult to watch. You feel so sorry for the Cardinals and their fans. And then I tagged Mackey and our guy Rami. And it must have gotten in the timeline of some Braves fans and stuff. I got blown up by people saying, this is the worst tweet of the night. This makes me so happy. Those people are jerks. People hate the fans. People hate the players, the Cardinals. It's still going this morning. I'm still getting tweets. I'm still getting tweets from people, and all I was doing was trying to troll or actually make our guy, Rami, happy because the Cardinals did play so poorly, at least to start that game. And I think it was by the end, it was what, 7-4 or something?
Yes,
it wasn't that bad. Final. But nonetheless, I had no idea that there was this amount of hatred for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't have that hatred. I don't share that hatred. So that's something that's kind of
like,
new
do people
to
hate
me.
Other teams like this?
I mean,
the Cardinals now are fairly arrogant, and I think that's the issue.
In baseball, the Yankees, yeah. I would guess, are up there. In football, probably the Patriots certainly are up
the
there.
The Red Sox have to be up
the
there.
The Red Sox
right?
have
like,
to be up
like, nobody cares
there.
About the Twins,
in,
right?
No one
like,
cares
nobody's like, ah, you Twins fans.
The Twins haven't won a playoff game since I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
No one cares about them.
Yeah.
I would guess in college football, it's Ohio State and Alabama. Oh, and reports are that Joe Madden's being hired by the Angels.
Oh, I'm shocked by that. I'm going to be shocked when they sign Gerrit Cole, too.
Yeah, they are opening up the checkbook there.
But Artie Moreno, man's got the money.
I would guess like the Lakers are kind of like that in the NBA.
Well, sure.
The Warriors
But
recently.
The Cardinals, to me, are sort of below the radar. I get
the Cardinals, to me, are kind of like the Patriots.
Yeah, well, good for them.
I think that the Cardinals and the Patriots
but I've been
are
getting,
very similar.
Braves fans, leave me alone. I don't really care. It was a joke. It's over. Your team stunk.
Leave them alone.
Your team choked. They were supposed
to
be good.
They were down 10-0 in the first.
I know they were. Because Fulton Nevich blew up completely.
Yeah, it was a rough day.
What was that, last Wednesday? Anyway, I just thought found a very... I was not expecting, and it was hilarious, but I was not expecting the response. And once again, because Twitter has no sarcasm button, people were like, no, this is great to see. Worst tweet. And I was getting young fans harassing me on this. It's like, go back to the bar.
You heard him. Go back to the bar or call in 651-646-8255.
Call in for the
Vikings
bar.
Vikings vent line coming your way in 23
minutes.
That's
what Declan would do. He'd call in from the bar.
Declan would call in
don't
from the
swearing.
Bar.
Don't be swearing.
Declan, dump that. You
don't,
can't say that
don't
on
be
air.
Don't be swearing.
You
yeah, but we're a family-friendly
nope,
show.
The Hubbards would not approve.
And it's a family-friendly show.
Yeah, exactly. Declan.
All right, so plenty of
lots of Viking stuff. We're going to talk about Jalen Ramsey, too.
Well, and why the Vikings are going to win this game, and I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to see if you agree with me.
Judd is the most optimistic person I know. You can find that
Skull
on ScoreNorth on 1500.
Let's win this game.
ScoreNorth.com, ScoreNorth mobile
Vikings
app, available for Apple
name.
And Android. I also, you're singing the wrong song. You do know what song we're going to hear this weekend.
Oh, and Lions on the... You know what? We might not hear it as much as we thought. Ah, that's a tease. I'm done.